Our next guest isn't from Greater Cincinnati, but he's from right here in the city. Please welcome 17-year-old cellist Christoph Zussmanshaus. You've brought some really powerful music to play while I go back to the piano. Tell everybody what it's going to be.
I'll be playing Prayer by Bloch.
Thank you.
You heard Ernest Bloch's prayer for cello and piano from his three sketches from Jewish life, played for us by 17-year-old cellist from Cincinnati, Ohio, Christoph Zossmannshaus. Really nicely done, wonderful piece, and very expressively and eloquently spoken, prayed, whatever.
Thanks.
Nice. Your musical interests transcend just your interest in cello.
Yes.
You were forced into a different musical direction. What other instruments do you play?
I play this.
That's great, although thanks. I don't know whether I'm fixing on dying or whether I'm just hearing that train a-coming. I'm sort of on the fence at this point. It's a testament to the richness of your performance.
Thanks.
So this interest in the harmonica was a result of an injury, I guess.
Yeah, I had tendonitis in my left arm, and I couldn't play for about a year and a half.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah.
And in the end, I ended up getting hand surgery.
So it wasn't tendonitis after all.
It was actually a cyst. The doctor, Peter Stern, ended up taking the cyst out.
An artist, obviously. So that's rather rare.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. So almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years, yeah. No cello. So I picked up the harmonica.
You just had one around? Or
My mom went and bought me one, and she was like, here, try this out. So I started playing it, and I loved it. It's great. So
I
carry it with me everywhere I go.
When
I'm out skateboarding, I'll just, you know, sit down sometimes and whip out a little bit of blues.
Nice. Fantastic. So you've got the whole thing. You've got the pop music accompaniment to yet another interesting pursuit of yours, the skateboarding.
Yeah, I'm a serious, serious skateboarder.
Wow. So that's nice. Can you play the harmonica while skateboarding?
Sometimes.
You don't want to brag, but I'm going to do it for you. You've got very deeply into working with autistic kids, and with one kid in particular. So we sent our roving reporter, Chailey Smith, to find out more.
Got to help the bridge.
Let me make the bridge.
Me and Joe will make the bridge. And what about you make the, you and him make the tree.
And I'm going to make a wheat field.
Who's going to make, so we got the wheat field, we got the bridge,
you
we got the tree.
Gonna be the bear.
Joe's going to be the bear?
So, Christoph, tell us how you initially got started into doing this.
I started with this class when I got an email about this volunteer class that they were having for children with special needs. And at the time, I was looking for a class or a volunteer class that I could do for my college resume.
So it was a little bit to pad your resume?
It was a little bit to pad my resume, okay. Yes. And so I went to this class, and I didn't really know what to expect. I was kind of nervous at first, but as soon as I got to the class and as soon as I met Pam, I immediately felt really comfortable, and I understood what was going on.
We should just mention that Pam Schooner, who is the director of the program, is sitting next to us. Pam, are all of the kids in this class autistic? Or?
No, they aren't. They could have Down syndrome. They could have gross motor and fine motor delays due to maybe cerebral palsy or perhaps some sort of oxygen deprivation at birth, just various kinds of delays.
So, Christoph, could you describe us a little bit like what one class might be like, what you would do there?
Well, the first thing we do in the class is all the kids sit down in a circle, and the volunteers are kind of interspersed among the kids, and we all sing like a hello song.
Okay, let's just get started. We have a friend that we all know, and Joe is his name. Stand up and say hello, Joe. Are you not ready?
I'm not.
Okay. You want me to?
Emily.
Okay, we'll go to Emily. Are you ready, Emily?
Yeah.
All right.
And then throughout the class, we do various, you know, exercises, stretching exercises, vocal exercises. We do little dances and things to songs, and we tell stories and read books and stuff. It's basically like kind of a fun preschool kindergarten kind of class.
And tell us about, there's one kid in particular that you feel like you have a pretty close connection with.
Yeah, Shane.
Shane, you sit next to Kristoff.
Shane, is this Kristoff? Sit on
your work. He was in the class when I first got involved, and he's still in the class. And I kind of connected with him because I found him to be really interesting. He's autistic, and he's really smart. He's a very intelligent kid, but he also has big deficits. So it was interesting for me to kind of get to work with him and kind of learn the way his brain works and learn what he's capable of and what he's not capable of and how he interacts with the other kids.
Okay, Shane, your turn.
You ready to go, Shane?
Ready? We have a friend that we all know, and Shane is his name. Stand up and
say hello, Shane. Say hello. Hey, Shane.
What would you like to pretend to be?
You want to spin like a top? Spin around, Shane. Great job.
A saxophone?
Okay. Oh, Shane.
One of the things that I found astounding with Kristoff being a part of this is that he's our, I shouldn't say token male, but he is our only male. He is the only male volunteer that we have. And he provides a wonderful role model for the young boys that are in the class, and the girls too, to see somebody that could be their teenage brother working with them, and having such compassion and patience.
Kristoff, have you taken your cello into the class and played it for the kids?
I did play the cello in the class one time. I played it in the context of kind of background music for a story we were doing. And it didn't go so well because the kids were kind of like mesmerized by the cello. They loved it. They thought it was so amazing.
And they didn't listen to the story.
And
they
couldn't pay attention to the story yeah. very well because of the cello. But it felt cool to kind of bring that into this setting and have them hear live music for the first time was really special to me. There are a lot of things that happen in the class that are really special to me, but the most special thing is just when you come into class and one of the kids who was nonverbal and not very social at the beginning of the year comes up to you and grabs your hand and says hi, and they want to sit next to you in the circle. It just feels so special to have that friend.
How would you say you have changed, or what have you learned from working with these kids?
Well, these kids aren't, you don't see these kids that often in the outside world. When you go to a restaurant or when you go to a grocery store, you don't see them. They're not around. They ride special buses and they go to special schools. And you don't usually have interactions with these kinds of kids. So I've learned how to be a parent. I've kind of learned parenting skills, and I've learned how to, you know, talk to people with special needs and how to interact with them, and that they're not really any more different than you or me. They're just like everybody else.
Okay, Kristoff and Pam, thank you so much for talking to me about this.
Okay, so we've got the tree, we've got the bridge, we've got the wheat field, we've got the boat and the river. And
the cave.
And the cave. Okay, and here's, we're going to start out.
So, Kristoff, it's wonderful that you found a perfect venue for, obviously, a compassionate nature that you have. And Shane, obviously, what did he take to you right away? I mean, your first
yeah, I
your
guess
first
the
day?
The first day I went there, he ended up just sitting next to me in the circle. So I was his helper. I was his friend for that day. And I liked him. I liked the kid. He was a fun kid.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful outlook and great playing. I enjoyed playing the block with you.
Thanks.
Thanks for being with us, Kristoff.
Thanks a lot.
Kristoff Zussmanshaus, 17-year-old cellist from right here in Cincinnati.